Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We were still reading the first hadith in this chapter of making mujahada and the relevance of this hadith to the chapter, that the mujahada effort we have to make is to make nafil namaz, nafil ibadat, particularly nafil namaz, all other nafil ibadat as well. And in there, when a person does this, as it came in the hadith, the person becomes the closest to Allah Ta'ala is by the faraid, by fulfilling his farad. But farad is limited. We may 2 rakats of fajr namaz, no matter how much we enjoy it, we can't make 3 or 4 rakats. We can't repeat our farz. It won't be farz, and we're not allowed also after fajr to read any other nafil namaz till the sun rises. So farz is limited, so is wajib also, and so is sunnat e muakkada. But then Allah gave us nafil, and there is no limit to nafil. Only the few little times of restriction, etc. Otherwise a person can make nafil all the time. And a great barakat, when a person keeps on making nafil, it comes in the hadith, Allah becomes his eyes by which he looks, his hands by which he touches, his tongue by which he speaks, etc. All that, the meaning of it is that now Allah grants him protection from all haram things. By making our nafil, we haven't got our eyes under control. We haven't got our tongue under control. One of the easiest way to bring it under control is we make nafil. The other meaning of it is Allah puts barakat in all these things. In whatever we look at, there is barakat. What we touch, it turns into gold. For everything, there is only barakat there. And the third meaning is that Allah Ta'ala gives his unseen help to that person in all his work. Outwardly it looks like he is working, but Allah's help is there. As we have discussed the incident of Harun Rashid's son, when he left at the age of 16 years, he was very pious. His father was a ruler, the Khalifa, also extremely pious. You should make 100 rakats of nafil namaz as a king, and all other great acts of piety also. But his son was even more pious. So his son's son could not tolerate his father, according to him, who was too much occupied in dunya. And he went away and he worked as a laborer. And somebody hired him to do some building work. That person says, I hid away. The first day when he worked for me, I saw that he did the work of 10 people. What normally 10 people will do, he did in one day. The next week when I hired him again, and then I watched hiding away how he does his work, I saw that he puts the mortar, the dagger, on its place when he's building, and the bricks and the stone just come on their own. And his work just carries on. And he made a condition that namaz time I won't work. I'll just take so much of pay, nothing more, nothing less. And he was, so Allah's help comes. When a person becomes righteous and pious through nafil ibadat, Allah's help comes like that to a person. Another point that is, when we do our nafil ibadat, as it comes in this hadith, it comes at the end, وَإِن سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُهُ. He becomes مُسْتَجَابُ الدَّعْوَات. Whatever he asks me, I give it to him. وَلَيْنِ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. And if he seeks protection from anything, I give him protection. The same son of Harun al-Rashid, when the ministers in the court of the king told, they were talking, and he was dressed just with a lungi, and a lungi fastened on his head also. He was like a person, a malam, that he had nothing to do with anyone or anything. So the ministers talking, this boy has brought great disrepute to our king amongst the other kings. He doesn't dress like a prince, he doesn't behave like a prince. He was a great pious person, nothing to do with this dunya. So the king heard this, and he called the boy, and he told him that if you will keep my respect. He told him instead, if you keep my respect, you are so much engaged in dunya, I can't tolerate it. And then there was a bird sitting, and he took the qasam on that bird, by Allah's order, you fly and come to me. Immediately the bird flew and came to him. And then he told the bird, go back to your place, and it flew away again. So much duas accepted. For a person who engages in nafal, Allah accepts his du'as, and things which other people can't achieve their whole life, or lives can't achieve, this person achieves it all so easily. So we should not hold back from nafil, we should try and do, especially with our namazes, the nafil namazes, we should try and make them. Besides that, our tahajjud, chast, israq, awwabin, we should also try. Besides that also, we should be making nafil namazes, salatul tawbah, salatul hajj, israq, etc. It's only to our advantage. And then see how our du'as also get accepted. So that is a great point. Another real great point that we learn from this hadith, that these people who engage in Allah's ibadat like that, and they become the close friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we should be very careful to oppose these people in any way, whether in front of them, behind their back. When we oppose those people, we are inviting nothing but destruction for ourselves. And more than dunya's destruction, we invite deen's destruction. And then those people, they think wrongly, and they go further and further in their wrong thinking. And then they go completely offline also. Therefore, a person must be very careful that he doesn't take the badduas of such people. Badduas of our parents, badduas of our asatiza, badduas of the righteous and the pious people. It's so easy, and these people, their hearts are very big, they accommodate and they overlook. And when they don't take revenge, Allah takes revenge on their behalf. If we're between all of us, our matters, if a person takes revenge, then Allah does not intervene. But when a person forgives and he doesn't take revenge, and it's an accepted banda, servant of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah takes revenge on his behalf. And then we face nothing but destruction. The understanding of deen is taken away. The mizaj of deen is taken away. And then we look, we will find all wrong. We will make our benchmark the dunya, what the people of dunya want. And we will go and look for dalil of that in the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif itself, Allah Ta'ala says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Many people are misguided by the Quran. They take out the wrong meanings of the Quran. And this is also very common today, that we take out our own personal meanings and we make ourselves happy from the Quran. Whereas you tell a person's mizaj is not understood, he doesn't understand the Quran for what it is, he will take out all wrong meanings. A person, for example, we were traveling in Saudi many years with a taxi driver, and he had the radio on with music. When I told him about that, immediately he read the ayat, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, and don't forget your share of dunya. Mean what he meant, that you must have the enjoyment of dunya also. All the haram, music totally haram, and he's proving it from the Quran Sharif. How many wrong things like that? One other Arab friend that we were with in Jamaat, and he said that what we Indian people have understood of parda, separation of man and woman, is wrong what we have understood. He said, if it is how you people have understood, then on all social gatherings, there is no fun. The women are one side, men are one side. When we all mix together, laughing, joking, etc., then there is fun and enjoyment. So he says, you people have understood wrong. And immediately he read an ayat of the Quran Sharif also, to prove his point. And he said that if you wish to, you can eat together ashtata, antakulu jami'an aw ashtata. You can all sit together and eat, man and woman. Or you can sit and eat separately, man one side, woman one side. Use the Quran Sharif. At that time, I couldn't understand. It didn't have the answer. We reached one madrasa when we were in Jamaat. I went to the library and I checked one of the tafsir kitabs and I saw what the meaning actually of that is. That the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they should never want to eat alone. They always wanted a guest. When one Sahabi did not find a guest, he did not eat food also. Then the ayat was revealed that there is no harm. You eat together with the guest or you can eat without the guest also. So what was the meaning and what meaning he made out of it? And unfortunately, this the ulama are doing today, taking out the wrong meanings of the Quran Sharif, which is a very, very serious crime. To change the Quran and the meanings of the Quran is a very serious matter. So this happens also when a person does not make nafal and he gets the wrong ideas of deen, Allah protect us, and then they go against the awliya also, the friends of Allah, and they bring nothing but destruction to themselves. May Allah guide us to righteousness, proper understanding of deen, and not to be neglectful in nafal ibadat. To try and increase and do our nafal ibadat, we will get so much of goodness. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.